I was wondering if there were different words for that
suppose.
Tool.
Okay. I wasn't much into the driving horses, just saddle horses. Okay. That I liked.
Would you have ever used anything called a quirt? Q-U-I-R-T?
Well, that's a... Yeah, I know what you mean. It's short whip.
But you used it mostly on your own horse to get him going, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was just wondering, a boat with oars, you would call that a... Would you call
rowboat.
Okay. Now, in the old days, to sharpen like plows and other tools on the farm, what would you have used?
A grindstone. Or
okay.
Now, was that stone?
Okay. Were those the same thing? A grindstone and a whetstone the same
thing? I'd say it was.
Okay. Yeah. Well, fairly big thing, that a big piece of rock that you would go around on?
Yes.
Okay. In the old days, did they have anything like a sawhorse or a buck horse? I'm wondering, something they would work on, you know, that they were building. I was wondering if you ever heard of like a sawhorse.
Sawhorse.
Is that what they called it? They would have never called it a wooden horse or a buck horse.
I never did hear it.
Okay. Sawhorse is what the word they would have used. Okay. Now, I wanted to ask you some about plows that you would have used out in a field. What kinds of different plows would they have used? Were there different kinds?
Yeah, we had mold boards.
What was that?
Mold boards.
Mold boards.
Yeah. And... then I suppose we'd call a chisel a plow. It's just chisel shanks. Okay. And one ways.
Okay. Was that the same thing as like a lister?
No. Oh, what do you mean?
I just wondered if you'd ever heard of a lister.
Yes.
Okay.
We use it to plant row crop.
Okay. I was wondering if you'd ever heard of a tool called a gee-whiz.
I don't believe I have.
Okay. Would you have ever used, if you could think of any other tools like plows and other farming implements like that you might have used on the farm, on the ranch, would you have ever used any type of harrow?
Drag harrow.
Drag
harrow. We call it.
Okay.
Well, then you get on up to your... chisels and what would you call those? Cultivating machines, I suppose. Just
okay.
Teeth.
Okay.
Tears up the ground. I don't know what you would call
it. Okay. Would you, you mentioned a drag harrow. Is that the same thing as a spring tooth harrow?
That's what I was saying, a spring tooth. No, we had sections of flat harrows with teeth on them.
Okay.
And spring tooth.
Okay.
And different types of spring tooth.
Okay. Would you have ever used anything like a spike tooth harrow?
Well, that was more like that drag harrow.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you familiar with anything like a buck scraper? Or something that would have moved a lot of earth around?
By horses?
Yeah.
Yes.
What are they called?
What did they call them? It's been so long ago.
Would they have called them Fresnos?
Yeah, that's it, Fresno.
Okay. Yeah. What was that like? What did a Fresno look like?
It was just a bucket with a handle on the back and a hitch on the front.
Okay.
The man stood in back and operated the handle in or out and dumped it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You've never heard of anything like a buck scraper, though, or a buck rake? Those are words that are not familiar to you.
Well, the buck scraper and buck, isn't a buck rake in the hay?
Yeah.
I don't know what the scraper would be.
Okay. With the hay, how would they use a machine to stack the hay up into piles, into bales?